from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Matt. Good morning. How do you do? Hey, Matt. Just want to talk about the boys in blue. Hey, Matt. How's Kansas City? Tried the barbecue. Hey man, what's new in the clubhouse? The bullpen and the lineup too. Hey man, how was the road trip? Bob and Josh wanna know. Hey man, what do you think of Slugger and AM radio? Hey man, is it true you're a deadhead too? Hey man.
Check in with the manager of the Royals, Matt Cotrero. It's brought to you by Century Roofing, your hometown roofing team, KC-based and female-owned. Century Roofing at CenturyRoofingKC.com. Along with Dusty Likens today, I'm Josh Klingler. We're pleased to be joined by the manager of the Royals, Matt Cotrero, from St. Louis, where you spent the past couple of days without baseball. What have you been doing the last 2 days?
Yeah, no kidding. It was yesterday was a deluge here. I mean, you know, the day before the planned off day, that was, you know, something you look forward to after a long stretch, just kind of relaxing, getting things in order and having a nice dinner. And, but other than that, yesterday was interesting. We had a heads up that it might not go too well yesterday, but, so probably mid morning started planning what we were going to do, getting over the stadium, getting some guys a little bit of work in the rain and getting some workouts in. But other than that, it was a pretty slow day.
Kind of interesting. What was for dinner? You said it was a nice dinner.
Yeah, we went out the other night to the 801 Chop House. Ooh. Right next to the hotel, thankfully, because it was raining to get over there too. So
yeah. What's your
gondola over to the
what's your cut of meat?
You know what? I went with scallops the other day. I just wanted something a little different.
Okay. Well, speaking of a little different, you're in the National League. You're playing the Cardinals. They kind of got hot. They had a slow start. What's the outlook in the clubhouse as you go to take on this doubleheader today against the National League rival of the 80s for the Royals versus Cardinals in this series?
Yeah, well, they're a solid team. They're interesting. They got a lot of left-handed hitters. They got a really strong bullpen. Like you said, they've been playing much better. You know, they've gotten themselves back into the race in the Central and clearly in the wild card as well. So, yeah, it's going to be a good challenge. You never know with the doubleheader. You know, the things go sometimes a little bit different how they have to use their pen and how we use our pen and those kinds of things. But you know, we're set up with Marsh and Waka thrown, and we'll take our chances. We like that about our guys.
Now we had for a spell. Remember we had the short doubleheaders for a short spell, which may have been a little bit easier when you're managing pens. But do you like playing the full two games in a day and the strategy is involved with putting those pieces together?
Yeah, well, this one's a little bit unique because, you know, with, like you mentioned, we've just come off of 2 days off, and then we have tomorrow off as well. So sometimes you get into a doubleheader and you're in a long stretch of games, and, you know, it makes it really, really challenging. But in this case, with the rest we have and some guys, you know, the starts that we got when we were in Colorado, the bullpen's very, very well rested. And even from the position player side, you know, with the days off and then another one tomorrow, you're not as concerned of, you know, guys' fatigue and stuff like that. But yeah, we feel like we're in a good spot. But yes, generally I'd rather have the two nines than the two sevens. The sevens aren't indicative of what a real, you know, real baseball game is. And sometimes they work to your advantage, but I'd rather play it straight up.
All right, since the last time we talked to you, four All-Stars getting selected to go. I think getting Reagan's in was a nice kind of surprise on the end of that. But your thoughts on getting four Royals into the Midsummer Classic this year?
Yeah, I was excited. You know, I mean, we thought for sure that, you know, Bobby and Salvi and Cole, you know, and I thought, or, I mean, I'm sorry, and Seth were pretty guaranteed, but you never know. You know, you just never know, especially on the pitching side, because you don't that's picked by the league, I guess. But when Seth's leading in all those categories, you felt good about it. And Cole, you know, has been really good for us. And, you know, to be honest, I was really hopeful that Brady got a chance to go too. And, you know, you never know when guys start to drop out or they pitch late in the weekend or whatever. There's still a possibility, but, you know, I thought we were deserving of the four and possibly more. So I was really excited. I think it's something that the organization has worked really hard at to get good talent. And I think it shows a lot because as you probably saw that there are four guys that were signed in all different ways within the organization, international scouting, amateur, free agency and trades. And, you know, I think that speaks to the collaboration in the organization and just kind of the way that things are being built here and have been built over the years.
Coach, I want to ask you something because I know that as a kid, watching Home Run Derby was always kind of fun, and especially if there's somebody in there to root for. And I know you're his coach and you're his manager and all that, but are you going to have a little bit of a little, you know, butterflies in the stomach watching Bobby in his hometown doing the Home Run Derby?
Oh, it'll be special. Yeah, I mean, I think what his hometown means to him and how many people come out to support him when we're there, you know, just in a regular season game, not to mention the All-Star, you know, the All-Star festivities that go with it. I'm really happy for him. I think he's got a great chance. I mean, when you watch him take BP on a regular basis, he's got as good a chance as anybody.
If you were the coach of this team, who would your AL starter be and who would your NL starter be?
I would definitely start Lugo if I was managing. I don't know who I have not looked at who the worthy candidates are in the National League, so I couldn't give you a good answer on that one.
Can Lugo line up? I mean, I think you have, if I'm not mistaken, Reagan's on Friday, Lugo on Saturday. How does that factor into their availability for Tuesday?
Yeah, perfectly. I mean, they both can pitch, you know, they both could start, they both could do whatever. But yeah, I think, you know, Seth pitching on Saturday lines up perfectly for him to pitch.
Cool. Good. The most important part's obviously Saturday.
So you're
That's great.
Saying there's a
yeah,
chance.
There you go. Oh, back to Home Run Derby for a minute. We always hear the fans like, oh, that Home Run Derby ruins your swing. Can you like debunk that? I mean, he's going to take some cuts in an exhibition. I don't feel like it hampers what you do moving forward.
Not going to ruin his swing. No, I mean, he's conditioned, you know, and again, I mean, it's not something we planned, but you know, these days off this week are a good thing for him, for all the guys. But for when you're talking about somebody that's going to be in the Home Run Derby and then going to have the day off prior and the day off after. And so, you know, it's not something that's a concern of mine, you know, and he'll be smart. If something's not feeling great, he'll back off.
Senior apparently didn't have enough pitches in his arm to throw, though, huh?
Who did he announce as throwing to him?
I said brother-in-law.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I did not see that officially. So, yeah.
Do you know the guy?
Well, his dad was a good major league pitcher. Maybe he still got that try to get you out.
That's what I was wondering.
Never know.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Like, could he turn it off even for his kids? Like, okay, can you stop trying to bust me inside here?
I said no cutters, Dad.
Throw some meatballs over the plate for me. It might be tough for a guy that, you know, threw all those years.
Yeah, you never know. No, that was always the joke in the minor leagues. All the former pitchers didn't like throwing batting practice because they'd just carve you up.
Yeah, they didn't know their role was to not be doing that anymore. It's probably hard to turn off. All right, so All-Star break is next week, of course, and obviously a bunch of the guys will be taking part in Tuesday. What does that week, I guess, before Friday provide for you and your staff? And is it a reset? Do you have meetings? What kind of takes place over that spell?
No meetings. I mean, hopefully guys all have plans to go do stuff with family and recharge a little bit. On Thursday, we'll have an optional workout, you know, guys that are coming back into town from wherever. Some guys will be in KC. Some guys will be getting back to their hometowns and doing stuff with family. So we'll have an optional workout that day, and we'll be set to go for next weekend.
No, I met with maybe you and the organization and JJ, and do you guys get together and do stuff, you know, kind of away from the players during that spell too, or no?
Well, that's the stretch where they're having the draft. So a lot of, you know, JJ and the amateur scouts and front office, those guys will be dealing with the draft. We will not be having any sort of scheduled meetings. I'm sure we'll talk on a daily basis, but, you know, I'll be going back to New York to see some family and friends, and you know, so those, that's my plans for the few days, and then be back in town Wednesday to get ready to go Thursday.
Perfect. I didn't want to schedule. Yeah. I shouldn't be scheduling you any more meetings. No one needs to have a scheduled meeting. You're like, no, man, I'm not doing any meetings. I'm going to be out of the state for the moment. All right. Time for the baseball card game. I'm making no judgments ahead of time after I feel like I set you up poorly last week. So I picked three cards. I'm making no judgments on these whatsoever. This would be a 1989 Topps card involving Bobby Ojeda.
Jeez, these are so interesting because they I think I know them, and then I'm wrong on almost all of them. But 89, I'm going to say the Mets.
The Mets is correct.
All right.
Now you're on house money, so whatever else happens collected.
But are you going one for one and tapping out? Is that what
I give you your out.
All right. Win a few more games. Enjoy the All-Star break. Actually, we're going to talk to you next Wednesday after the Home Run Derby and the game, and kind of get your thoughts on the second half.
Okay. Sounds good. Have a good week.
Thanks. That's Matt Cotrero, okay. Royals manager, joining us here on 610 Sports Radio. Royals back in action today. Doubleheader.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In St. Louis.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.